I live east of the peaks in the Coachfield part of Dhoni Park, where we are famous for our spring winds. I have also lived on the west side of the peaks, where winds are light and deep cold sometimes settles in. From observations boating in Grand Canyon, I have come to view the peaks, Dhoni Park, and westerly winds as analogous to rapids on the Colorado River. In a river rapid, there is a pool of slow-moving deep water above the obstruction causing the rapid, and then fast-moving turbulent water below the obstruction. In Flagstaff, we have a pool of slow-moving air upstream of the peaks and amazing winds downstream. Is this a reasonable analogy, or am I completely missing something fundamental? Thank you.
I think you are definitely on to something here. Both water and the atmosphere run on the same fluid dynamic principles. So yes, it is a reasonable analogy. It all boils down to the principle of conservation of mass. What flows in must flow out. With the river rapid example, as the river gets shallower, steeper, and obstructed with rock features, the water is accelerated because the amount of water entering at the top of the rapid has to equal the amount coming out at the bottom. We can think of the atmospheric wind flow in and around geographical features in a similar way. Prevailing westerly winds enter the San Francisco Peaks region and are forced up, over, around, channeled through gaps and canyons. All this, combined with downhill gravity, accelerates the wind on the lee and the windy side of the mountain. If you could take a river raft along, it would be quite a ride.